It is Monday, May 14th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for KUAF comes from the Rogers Historical Museum and Portraits in Gray, a Civil War photography exhibition featuring the collection of David Wynn Vaughn. This traveling exhibit runs through July 21st and illustrates the importance of the photographers and photographs of the period. 621-1154 or rogersarkansas.com/museum. For more information. Later on this edition of Ozarks, research at the University of Arkansas into the relationship between relationships and alcohol. And get the sunscreen and bug spray ready. Wakarusa, the four-day music festival on Mulberry Mountain, will be here before the end of the month. A preview is ahead. First, a group of Benton County residents seeking to legalize the sale of retail alcohol launched a petition drive last February to place the issue as a ballot measure before county voters in the November election. As of last week, the group, Keep Dollars in Benton County, had collected 35,000 signatures toward the necessary 40,000. Saturday, members held a drive-up sign-up day for registered voters in Bentonville, Bella Vista, Rogers, and Siloam Springs. Marshall Nye is a spokesperson for Keep Dollars in Benton County.
You know, we had a great response to the point that I believe we had the single biggest day in terms of gathering signatures that we've had since we launched the effort to get signatures. And what the precise number is today, I couldn't tell you, but I believe that we gathered more than 800 signatures on Saturday alone.
According to a study by the Sam Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas, a study funded by Keep Dollars in Benton County, retail sales of alcohol could generate as much as $33 million in sales tax revenue in the first year in startup construction and new jobs income.
Right now, of course, all of the tax dollars relating to the sale of alcohol are paid either in Washington County or another state. You know, if this makes it to the ballot, the first advantage is it'll be the first opportunity since the 1940s that the voters in Benton County will have the opportunity to be heard. And second of all, if they choose to vote in favor of Benton County becoming wet, then we'll have the opportunity to have all of those additional dollars stay home and use those dollars for essential city and county services.
The petition initiative is being funded by Stuart and Tom Walton, grandsons of Walmart Stores founder Sam Walton, and facilitated by the firm National Ballot Access. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and advocates for raising awareness of mental health issues gathered this weekend on the steps of the Arkansas State Capitol. Organizers of the event say they wanted to remind people that recovery is possible with treatment. Jennifer Gallagher oversees the Division of Behavioral Health for the Arkansas Department of Human Services.
Stigma is so evident in the state still, and we really have to work on normalizing treatment and helping people understand that it's just like any other medical condition. We get help for it. There's help out there. Treatment works, recovery happens, and we can maintain, you know, great healthy lives if we can just access the services that we need.
A new poll shows Tom Cotton opening a wider lead in the race for the Republican nomination for Arkansas's 4th Congressional District. In the latest Talk Business Hendricks College poll, the GOP newcomer had 51% of the support of likely voters in this month's primary. Beth Ann Rankin received 33% of the support. The poll of 437 likely voters in the GOP primary was conducted Thursday night. Meanwhile, many likely Democratic voters in the same district are still making up their minds, apparently. Don't know was the answer from 44% of those polled Thursday night likely to vote in the Democratic primary. The top two candidates, Q. Byram Hurst and Gene Jeffress, received 23% and 22% of the support in the poll, respectively. The Arkansas Razorback softball team is going to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2009. Arkansas received an at-large bid yesterday and will face Boston University Friday in a regional that will be played at Berkeley, California. The Arkansas women's golf team finished in eighth place at this weekend's NCAA regional in Columbus, Ohio. That qualifies the team for the NCAA championships that will be conducted in Nashville later this month. And the Arkansas men's track and field team is the 2012 SEC Outdoor Championship squad. The Razorbacks won the title yesterday by 72 points and with the feat claimed a conference triple crown. Championships in the same academic year in cross country, indoor track and field, and outdoor track and field. The women's team finished third at the SEC meet yesterday.